Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Make ye a joyful sounding noise.
That's the sound of one of the psalms from the whole book of Psalms being sung in the Old South Church in Boston. The book, better known as the Bay Psalm Book, was translated and printed back in 1640 by the Congregationalist Puritans of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. For 300 years, the Old South Church has been the watchful keeper of two of the very few copies of this book still in existence. And today, one of those copies goes up for auction at Sotheby's and is expected to bring a staggering amount of money. We discuss the history of the text and the book with David Redden, the worldwide vice chairman of Books and Manuscripts at Sotheby's.
It was extraordinarily important. It was an act of defiance, in a sense, against the Church of England. The Puritans didn't really like the way in which the Bible had been translated by the Church of England, the Anglicans, and they wanted their own version of the Psalms. They translated the Psalms for themselves and printed the book themselves also.
My understanding is they translated the book from the Hebrew, and they translated it into a poetical translation. What's that mean, and why did they do it?
It was very poetical. I mean, the Psalms are central to their services. They wanted to have them beautifully sung, and that was the way they organized the Psalms.
Talk about the printing process itself, a massive undertaking.
Well, it was a massive undertaking. There were 1,700 copies created, 300 pages each. So it was a really quite a substantial and complicated process, particularly when you consider that this was the first time a book had been printed in British North America.
Essentially being printed in the wilderness, too, at that point.
Well, I think that's a good way to put it, yes. I mean, it was creating something which was really quite complicated, very sophisticated, at the same time extremely important for the way in which the Puritans really wanted to be able to worship.
Of the 1,700 original copies, how many do we know exist today?
Well, 1,700 originally, only 11 today.
Only 11 today.
Only 11 survive today, which is why this book is so extraordinarily precious. It is, you know, one of the rarest of the rare that you can imagine, far rarer than the Gutenberg Bible, for example, of which 48 copies survive, only 11 copies of the Bay Psalm Book.
We mentioned that this copy belongs to the Old South Church. Where do some of the other copies currently reside?
All in great libraries, mostly, almost entirely in this country, Library of Congress, New York Public Library, Yale, Harvard, the Worcester Antiquarian Society. There's one copy outside of America, and that's at Oxford University, the Bodleian Library.
How did the Old South Church come to the decision to put this artifact up for sale?
Well, it was a long and very thoughtful process. Over many, many years, they have two copies, and they decided that one copy, in fact, was dispensable, particularly because it could provide their mission with a tremendous amount of support, both in terms of looking after the fabric of the church and also looking after the good works that they do.
Given the rarity of the book, what do you expect the book to possibly sell for? What's the range?
Well, it's an extremely a valuable object, extraordinary artifact. We've estimated the book to be to bring somewhere between $15 and $30 million.
$15 and $30 million.
Yes.
And who do you imagine might be interested in this? Another library or researchers, or is there a collector who might be willing to spend that much?
Well, the great libraries would, of course, cherish an object like this. It's so expensive that they will require the support of perhaps a great collector. One thing I can tell you, though, is that it's going to be bought by an American. There's no way that this book is ever going to leave this country.
Well, I hope you have spirited bidding.
Well, we look forward to it very much.
David Redden, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.